Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
But today, baby, is a national holiday, Sherry. Yes, ooh, ma'am, honey.
What?
It's my great niece Portia's baby girl, little Pelagine. Today's her
birthday.
Hey,
happy birthday,
yes. BJ. And she
have
officially, y'all,
happy birthday.
The Terrible Twos. Honey, happy birthday, BJ.
Okay. Listen, Gary, I'm trying to speak it into existence, the Terrific Twos, because, listen, Terrible done already started. So I'm like, please,
oh, okay.
Turn it terrific.
Speak it. Manifest it, girl.
Yes. Manifest
yes.
it. What a blessing. 2 years old. Thank y'all.
It.
And she loves all her aunties and uncles here at Dish Nation, too. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, today we've got a lot to dish about. We have a crazy Real Housewives of Atlanta report. HK is out today, but Heidi and Frank will join us later. But yo, Brett, what we got going on first, mommy?
Oh, man, y'all, this is not good, y'all. It seems that Sweetie has gone sour on Quavo.
Oh,
oh
no.
Man.
Really?
I wanted them to make it. Yeah, y'all, the two rappers have officially called it quits and things have gotten very icy over the weekend. So Sweetie dropped the news on Twitter that she was single and had emotionally checked out.
Mm.
Okay,
wow.
And then Quavo confirmed the split by tweeting he was disappointed and Sweetie was not the woman that he thought she was.
Ooh. Wow.
But
no.
Now they whole damn family done got involved, okay?
Ooh.
The breakup is ugly. Check out what's been going on. Portia, now you go ahead and do this right fast.
I'm going to read this because it's my job to read it with some enthusiasm, but I'm not saying that I agree because I love me some Sweetie, okay?
Wow.
But here we go. The sister said this. She said, I see how this is turning into a bash fest against my brother. None of y'all know how Sweetie is in real life, but I do,
ooh,
and it ain't all good.
Now, Sweetie's aunt turned around and responded. Sherry, why don't you give us that?
Oh, I sure will. Hey, what she not gonna do is speak ill of my niece. I get very disrespectful about mine, talking about she been quiet long enough. Girl, it ain't even been 24 hours. So there you go.
Okay,
that's not even the end of it, y'all. But then Lil Duval hopped in the mix with some important advice for the ladies. Shuey, how about you?
I got you. He said, don't let Sweetie breaking up with Quavo gas you up to leave your man. She's going to find her a new man easy. You ain't.
So the only problem I have with family getting into business is that they're a public eye, they're a public couple, right? And they're young, okay? This breakup may not last, and now you done publicly bashed him or publicly bashed her, and now when they get back together, you're gonna be looking crazy, you know? So you
that's
just gotta wait it out.
When I was younger and I got into fights with people in my school, being from Chicago, all my aunties would get into the car and come up to the school. I always knew my family is ride or die for me. They threatened both my ex-husband showed up at their doorsteps.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Family's supposed to get involved. Oh, yeah.
But Sherry, should the ladies out there take Lil Duval's advice?
Oh, yeah, you better stick with Lil Duval's advice because it's harder for a woman to be trying to get a man, and she ain't getting Birkin bags and Bentley. She might get an electric bill paid.
Okay. You're going to be like how I was. Beyonce told us to leave our men. We done left them. She came back with twins, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Beyonce, my man.
Now we single.
Talk about to the damn left, to the left, honey. That's right, to the left. He left.
Well, wow, you guys, Johnny Depp might need to get a better home security system. Check this out. Okay, now this past weekend, a homeless man was arrested for breaking into Johnny's mansion. So according to the police reports, Johnny's security team noticed that someone was on the property and called the police. And when the cops arrived, okay, get this. The guy was in the shower and refused to come out of the shower. So to kick down the door, Portia, and guess what? The intruder had enough nerve to make himself a cocktail before he showered. What kind of shower did Johnny Depp get? Johnny Depp probably got one of them ones with 8 spigots, and it gets you in the crotch and in the booty and under the arms and in your face.
Oh, yeah.
He probably got
He probably couldn't leave. Probably couldn't leave that shower.
Now, would you be scared, honey, Brandon, if you came and saw somebody and you and Judy's beautiful mansion?
Oh, Judy would grab her guns, honey.
Damn.
No. I wouldn't be scared. You're on our property. She would, she don't play. I wouldn't be scared at all. I'd stand right behind her and let her
I honestly think it was Johnny Depp's reflection that the security saw, because sometimes he'd be looking homeless, y'all. So I don't know. It might have been just Johnny walking around his own house.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, now, you guys, it's time for another Real Housewives of Atlanta report. Last night, honey, baby Peach Fallon, y'all, she became a runner and a track star, honey. Now, all I know is that Miss Fallon had a Halloween costume party, and LaToya came in, baby, and started throwing thick shade. Now, next, honey, the thing, honey, fans saw was Fallon, baby, running past Portia. Portia, you was just sitting there, baby, to a golf club to beat Miss LaToya ass down, baby. Take a look.
She sped by so fast. I only knew it was her because one of her snakes was left on the floor.
I watched it, and I feel like Fallon should have jumped on her ass as soon as she said something. But Fallon tried to be nice at first. Yeah, and she got up and got her something to drink. But I think she thought about it and was like, wait a minute, bitch.
You know what it is, Brett? That's a new housewife thing. Like, I think it had to click to Fallon, like, is this girl really doing this on these cameras? Because that's how it was for me. My very first scene with Kenya, it was like, wait, what's happening? Let me jump into what's happening.
This what we doing?
When I was looking at you, I was like, Portia is just sitting there so calm. Like, how does that work, Portia? It didn't even faze you.
I am zen. I am zen, honey. I click off in my brain. It's almost like I'm not even sitting there. I'm just watching with everything going on. I don't want no parts.
Oh, y'all are so beautiful. Okay, honey, let's check in with L.A. Heidi, girl, what's going on with Katy Perry and Miss Taylor Swift?
Thanks, Gary. You know, Frank, how many people you think could say their regrets made them famous? I'll explain what I'm talking about, because Katy Perry, Taylor Swift admitted that they have songs that they regret.
I mean, there's songs that never make it. You know, to your albums, it's like,
these songs made them famous.
These were their hits?
You be the judge. Katy Perry says it's her first single, I Kissed a Girl. She regrets doing that song.
Kissing the girl or writing the song?
Because
I thought she liked it.
Apparently, she kissed a girl and she liked it, but she doesn't like the fact that she wrote it and it became a hit song. She said the world has evolved so much and bisexuality isn't taboo anymore. Tell that to all my aunts and uncles. whispers. Taylor Swift admitted that her song Picture to Burn was the one that she regretted, but mostly because of one lyric.
I couldn't tell you.
Here's what she regrets. So go and tell all your friends that I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine. I'll tell mine. You're gay, by the way.
You've been in radio for a long time. Looking back in that illustrious career, is there something you did said that you wish you could take back or not ever say and do?
I mean, it'll be like me talking about sex toys or something, doing something with my wife. And my mom's like, yeah. And I go, Mom, you know, come on. It's a show. None of that's true. It's all bull. Come on. And I'm like, oh, my God. The one day that my mom listens and I have to go through my brain of, did I talk about dildos with my 80-year-old mom listening?
She called and says, I couldn't agree more, Heidi. The one in my nightstand is fantastic.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Up next, we've got more Dish Nation, so stay where you are.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Once again, Kylie Jenner is getting dragged on the internet again.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Her former makeup artist, Samuel Raudo, was in a very bad car accident, and he had to have surgery. So in the meantime, his family started a GoFundMe account to cover his expenses. And Kylie, who is worth almost $1 billion, she donated $5,000. Then Kylie asked her followers to visit his family's GoFundMe page. Okay, that was a very good intention, but people were quick to point out that Kylie could have paid all of her makeup artist expenses herself. herself. So
They went in on her.
Gary, I'm going to ask you this. When you hear something like this, do you think that Kylie should have donated more to Samuel's fund? Should she have paid for the whole thing? Or are they, you know, they complaining about nothing?
She gave what she could give, honey. And that was more than enough, honey. I mean, you know, it's sad. Yes, she could have taken care of it, but we don't know Kylie bills. She got bills just like everybody else, even though she's a billionaire.
Thank you.
She got billionaire bills.
That's not
bills.
Her responsibility. She didn't have to give anything, y'all. She could have gave $5 or $500.
So,
$5,000 is a big donation. Come on, man.
It sure is. So I think she did good.
On the other side of the coin, I do feel like, yes, what she gave from her heart, if it was $1,000, nobody gets to say what she gets from her heart, right? But I do feel like it was tone deaf just from her and, you know, what she flaunts maybe for her followers. It's difficult for them to see her ask them for money. Now, her giving, hey, it is what it is. She didn't have to post a damn thing. But I do feel you know, your fans are definitely going to come and attack you if they think you're worth a $1 billion and now you're asking them to give money. They're going to come at you.
It's time for Blessing. Treasure! So, y'all, Justin Bieber dropped a new album called Justice, and the first single is called Peaches. Check it out.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
I get my weed from California.
That's that.
I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
Badass.
I get my light right from the source, yeah.
Yeah, that.
I love this.
Now, Portia, girl, he shouted out Georgia Peaches. Did you thank him for his shout out yet?
Listen, I need to get up the phone right now and call him because this whole video was for me, honey. Yes! Atlanta Peaches,
really,
we are on the map. It's official. I love the way he represented for us Southern girls. Like, I love when artists do that. He didn't have to do that. He could have been straight pop, but he brought it back to Decatur, baby.
He was thinking about them damn girls.
I loved it. It's so doggone cute.
So what do we think? Is this a blast it or is this a trash it, guys? Which one?
Blast it. It's a good album.
Blast it.
The Beats brought us and delivered a great album.
I'm so proud of Justin Bieber and where he's come.
That peach suit was fly. You need to get you a peach suit like that. That was fly.
That is cute, honey.
Yeah,
but
that was cute.
Be apricots, honey. I'm going to be the Southern apricots.
The fruitiest of the fruit.
Okay. Yeah. Our girl Sherry is a regular guest on Anthony Anderson's game show To Tell the Truth, and she makes another appearance tomorrow night. The show is so much fun. Check out Sherry and Anthony going at it.
At Blockbuster, how many people rent Kangaroo Jack?
At least my movies made it to Blockbuster, Sherry.
No, mine are in Blockbuster, too.
No.
All five of them.
And it was really by Anthony was saying that his movie Kangaroo Jack made it to Blockbuster. And I told him, don't try to check me because all five of my movies are in Blockbuster too.
What is it about game shows that you love so much?
The money, first of all, Chewy. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, the money.
Hello. All right, talk about it.
But I always used to watch game shows with my grandmother. So when I do a game show, it's like an homage to my grandmother.
Me too, Sherry.
You feel like, you know, I used to watch it like a little TV on top of a big TV. We watched game shows. And so whenever I do, when I feel like I'm playing for my grandmother. Yeah. There you go, Brad.
Up next, I talk to the stars of the new Fox series, The Holmes Family Effect. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. All right, I'm sitting down with one of the most giving families on TV right now, and we're about to dish about their new life-changing series, The Holmes Family Effect. Let's give it up for the Holmes family.
Oh, yeah. Bam, 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 bam.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Big Mike.
Wow, what an intro. I mean, I'm pumped. I don't know about you.
I should be a wrestling announcer, but maybe that's down the road.
It could work.
All right, so The Holmes Effect, please tell me, it is a four-part series. Tell everyone what they can expect when we sit down and watch y'all.
You can expect laughter, you can expect tears, you can expect, it's a show that you'll have something to walk away with. You'll fall in love with some of the characters. It's, in my opinion, which is totally unbiased, it has all of the things. Let's say we're making a cake. It's got all the ingredients for the perfect recipe.
Okay.
I like that.
You know, any celebrity out there that you would want to, like, collaborate with?
Man, that's a tough question.
That's a hard question. We did. Sorry, Michael, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
we have worked with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's Make It Right Foundation. Of course, Michael and I didn't get to meet any of them. My dad did, which was, I'm a little jealous, but that's okay. Oh, you know, Vanilla Ice would be cool to work with.
That'd be interesting. Vanilla Ice. Okay.
Doesn't he have a flip show out there? He could help.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give you a scenario, all right? So say you are both on a site working, and you're at odds about some decisions about the project and where you want it to go. Who is getting their way, and how do you determine that?
That's a tough one. I mean, you know, with the three of us, my dad is the most stubborn and stuck in his way. And I say that with a lot of love.
Of course.
But for the most part, Michael and I can work together, or at least compromise.
Yeah.
Usually.
Okay.
That's nice to hear. That's good. We have no divas on set. That's great.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
All right, so, you know, let's have a little family fun, all right? Usually big families, there's a bunch of different personalities. I know mine's crazy. I'm going to list off a couple of characteristics, and you guys tell me who best fits the description given, okay?
Okay.
I like it.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, who is the most bossy?
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, it's my dad.
Yeah. Mike Sr., okay,
yeah,
Mike Sr.
Yeah.
All right. Who is the most carefree?
Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry. Okay. I love that. Free spirit, carefree. I love it. Who is the funniest?
Michael. I'd like to say I'm really funny, but he's way funnier than I am.
Who is the most opinionated?
My dad. Yeah, Mike Sr.
Pops. You were going to say me.
I almost said me, but definitely dad.
Yeah, definitely
dad. All right, dad. Who is the most headstrong?
Dad.
Yeah, I'd say my dad and then me second.
Yeah.
Sherry's just chill, dude. Sherry's just like, so what are we doing today? Let me know.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
All right, thanks you guys so much for sitting down with me. Everyone catch The Holmes Family Effect Tuesdays on Fox at 8 p.m. And keep it locked right here for Mo Dish Nation. You guys are amazing. Peace.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We recently found out that Rachel Lee Cook, better known for the movie She's All That, has gotten divorced. Yes,
wow.
And now that's all settled. She's getting to keep the beach house, a car, and some jewelry. And very importantly, all the frequent flyer miles and the reward points that were on her credit card.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
Then
yes, those are money. That's a lot of money.
Right?
Don't you think it might be a little bit petty, or this screams pettiness when you're going down to the divorce miles in court?
My Sky Miles on my credit card, my wife just told me that we have a million.
No.
A million.
Are you serious, honey?
Why do you have a miles card but you don't even go anywhere?
I just have my airplane, because I'm flying my mom out next month.
First class, I hope.
Well, of course. Yeah,
where does she live? The moon? Like, give us some miles. Damn, you have someone else to go around.
That's what's so funny about this actual divorce with Rachel Lee Cook and her ex-husband. What's his name?
Do they have kids?
Yes, his name's Daniel.
Yeah.
Yes, they have kids. And I guess there's not going to be any spousal support, no child support. They're just, you know, splitting
stuff.
Joint
custody.
She gets the beach house. They're going to sell their house in Studio City and split the proceeds of that.
They also have two cats and two dogs, so I wonder how that's going to go.
That's the funny thing. There's no child support, but they're going to share the cost of the cats and dogs. So there's dog and cat support.
All right.
They're demanding from each other.
It's called a meow-limony.
Meow-limony?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.